Francisco Lindor and the Indians are even popular in Chicago these days. They've won 9 straight, entering Sunday's series finale against Carlos Rodon and the White Sox. In the third inning, Lindor and the visiting team would draw first blood.
The 1-0. Swung on and blasted! Deep to left field and way out of here! Frankie Lindor hits number 16. And the Indians have a 1-0 lead here in the third. Lindor has just 6 of those home runs right-handed.
And the next pitch is called strike 3 at the knees. Guyer caught looking, 2 down in the inning, the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Perez down on strikes. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Zimmer down on strikes, and that's the 6th strikeout.
A swing and a high drive, deep right field. This game is tied. Leury Garcia, what an at-bat he had. And the White Sox first hit comes with 2 down in the 6th and a game-tying home run to right field as Leury Garcia gets his 7th home run. So the no-hitter's gone, the shutout is gone. And it's a 1-1 game with 2 down in the 6th. Swung on, blasted, deep left center, and this game is over. Matt Davidson with his 21st home run. A no doubt about it, 2-run bomb to left center. And the White Sox, in walk-off fashion, have beaten the Cleveland Indians by a final score today of 3-1.
That's the first career walk-off home run and hit for Matt Davidson. It snaps Chicago's 5-game skid and also brings an end to the Indians' 9-game win streak. Sunday's loss drops the Indians to 57-46 on the year. Here's their manager, Terry Francona.
I'm talking about today. That's why we're here, we lost today. I don't think it's productive to go back 10 days. That doesn't do anybody any good. Our goal was to win today, and we didn't. So now we'll pack up our stuff and see if we can win tomorrow. I think he felt it before, but it wasn't anything getting in the way. And on that ground ball, I don't know if he hit the rubber, but it grabbed him a little bit. So when we were watching him warm up, it just didn't look good. And, you know, like Tomlin, he'll fight you tooth and nail to stay in a game. Part of why we like him so much, but we also can't let him hurt himself. But, you know, he kept us off the barrel. And you know, when we had men on, he made pitches. He was a guy that, before he got hurt, was really starting to figure it out, and he was getting pretty good. So I don't doubt that he'll get back there. You can just see the touch and feel maybe isn't quite where it will be. You know, the way he was pitching, his stuff is, again, it's good stuff, and he's got really good spin on the breaking ball. Sometimes you got to give the other guy a little bit of credit.
The Indians continue their road trip on Monday night when Mike Clevinger makes the start against the Red Sox at Fenway Park.